The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is Sprint Cup at Bristol Afterthoughts from a NASCAR Fan's View. It's two to go to make the show, and there are more than 10 drivers that still have a chance to make the chase, depending, of course, on how well they perform this coming weekend at Atlanta and how poorly some of the others perform. Yes, it's true. Some of them are extremely long shots, and it would almost require divine intervention, yet the possibilities are there. But that's getting just a bit ahead of what went on in Bristol last Saturday night under the lights. There's no way you can't know that Brad Keselowski has had a stellar 4 weeks since his accident during a test session at Road Atlanta. But there is no denying he's been outperforming almost everyone in the Cup Series. Since this is NASCAR, and you can never tell when a streak is going to start or end, he may or may not have another outstanding performance this coming weekend. But he has definitely taken advantage of what looked to be a bad situation. As just about everyone must know, he now has 3 victories, is in 11th place in the points race to get to the chase, and looks to be one of the top contenders for the championship when the chase actually gets started. To say this fan has been surprised by his performance in the last 4 weeks could just be added to the growing list of understatements I've made over the last couple of months. But let me ask you this question. Did you think he was going to make the chase after you heard about that testing accident? That's what I thought. I'm thinking you thought, much as I did, he should forget about the chase, focus on next year, and just turn the rest of the season into R&D, at least until he healed up a bit. Man, you talk about adversity turning a season around. This has to be one for the books, and Brad Keselowski has sure stepped up to the plate, driven through pain, a sore back, and a broken ankle, and delivered some stunning blows to several NASCAR drivers that still hold on to slivers of hope as far as the chase is concerned. The only thing he has to do over the next 2 weeks is stay in the top 20 in points, and he will definitely be in the chase. In fact, from my view, unless he cools off a bit performance-wise, he is going to be one of the ones to watch as the top 12 contend for the championship and could very well end up being the top dog when it's all over for this year. Now, don't get your underwear in a wad. I only said he could do these things. It is nowhere near definite, and it is nowhere near time to start calling him the 2011 champ yet. Still, it is amazing what he has done in this latter part of the season. There was another situation that surprised this fan just about as much as seeing Keselowski take the checkered flag last Saturday night, and that was how strong of a car Jeff Gordon had and how close he came to winning. As it was, we all know he finished third after battling Martin Truex for second place over the last several laps and all but locked up his spot in the top 10 for the chase. He and Kevin Harvick are tied at the moment for 5th place, and both only need to be 49 points ahead of 11th place to be locked into the top 10 no matter what else happens. Say what you will about the 4-time champ, but he's definitely running strong. And honestly, I don't think he's peaked just yet. I'm not really making a statement one way or the other here at the moment, but Jeff Gordon has been running strong over several weeks now. I'm sure you noticed that Kyle Busch and Jimmy Johnson are already locked in and tied for first, while Matt Kenseth and Carl Edwards are also locked into the chase. Matt Kenseth has been quietly running consistently good enough to be in third place for much of the season, and Carl Edwards has appeared to be struggling over the last several races. Now, they say they're not, but perception is reality, and they are perceived to be struggling, and not just from my view either. The race at Bristol last weekend was one of the more interesting Bristol races, and yet it was essentially the same. One thing that appeared to be missing, at least from this fan's view, was an overabundance of hot tempers at the end of the night. I just didn't see much tension between different teams, although David Ruderman may disagree with me about that. With just 2 more races to go until the chase starts, there has to be concern in the Richard Childress Racing camp. They didn't just have a bad night, they had a terrible night. And that is worth taking notice of as the Cup teams head for Atlanta. I'm sure if you ask them, there's no time like the present to start showing some muscle and gaining a little momentum. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give $2 Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you'll feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get $2 Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.